Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Theme, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Woo-hoo! Right arm! Good morning. It is a beautiful Weed Day Wednesday, actually. 8:01. And let's see, 8:01 in some seconds. Almost 8:02 already. And we are in Tucson, Arizona. It's probably cold right now, but it's supposed to be like 80 on Valentine's Day. Well, anyway, there's your weather report for Tucson, and welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. February 9th. Whoop, whoop. Holy Toledo. That's crazy. First week of February is gone. Yeah. You know, if you do call during Weed Day Wednesday, I will put you on air. So anyway, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. And, yeah, for the bestie, it's February 9th and only 319 days till Christmas. Yeah, I always have to let her know what's going on. For all y'all out there, you better get ready. What happened? My own show hung up on me. That's crazy. I always have to call in from my other phone because the show eventually craps out. And then I have to switch over and trick the show I host it myself from my actual phone. So anyway, that's how this show goes. And I believe you me, I have contacted customer service repeatedly and I get no help whatsoever. They tell me all these dumb things to do and I do them all and none of them works, and there you have it. So, and I try and here we are. Just give me a few seconds, go get some coffee, you know, grab some tea, whatever. And I'll be back on momentarily. I just have to switch over. So there it is. Today is a news day. There's some news today. I think we have some guests coming on soon. Find out which guests are coming up and which guests we've had. And if you want to be on the air, you can email thctucson@gmail.com. If you want to call in and be on the radio show, you can call in 646-915-8421. 1. And then when it prompts you, you press number 1. And then it lets me know that you're on air by raising this silly little hand. So it looks like, and it just looks like this little white hand was raising, like, I have a question. You know, back in the day when kids actually raised their hands when they had questions. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you, Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down, get certified. We're open 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 3. And if you want to know what conditions qualify you for a medical cannabis card, that would be PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, and that actually will cover a lot of conditions. If you don't hear yours on here, it might be on there. Fibromyalgia, migraines, IBS, all sorts of pain, whatever pain you have. RA, all sorts, all the arthritis pains. Severe nausea, seizures, all types of seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, and that runs through dementia, and I think the 27, 28, 29 different types of Alzheimer's there are, cachexia, wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, and that includes multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, tremors, leg twitches, all that kind of stuff. And also, you can also get your medical cannabis card if you're taking a medication that's causing any of these things, or any of the chronic pain, or the seizures, or the muscle spasms, anything like that, you can get your card for that as well.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can also, if you want to check out our new shop, if you're interested in hemp and CBD, check out the Good Leaf at 6224 East Speedway Boulevard, the little marketplace, hemp and CBD marketplace. Pretty soon, I don't know. I don't know. What do y'all think? Do you think the term CBD is just not going to be enough anymore? So hopefully people will, hopefully they'll call it hemp or whatever, but they get so confused. They come into the shop and they're like, we want CBD. We're like, okay, well, these are the, you know, the hemp products we have. And they're like, no, we don't want hemp. We want CBD. So there's always a little learning curve. Well, not always. A lot of times there's a learning curve for people to come in, and that's okay, because that's what we're there for, education. All right, kids, let's see what's going on in the world today. Also, you know what? Let's give a couple more shout-outs. Sorry. Growers House. Check them out, growershouse.com. 3635 East 34th Street right here in Tucson. Check out for all your growing needs. Also, you can check out Canna Health online digital magazine.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
Awesome. And there's a little link there. You can click it and get to it. Also, 10 Buds. And CBDVS. If you click the 10 Buds link right there, you get to a 10 Buds growing guide, which we always love, because you can grow 6 plants here in Arizona. And if there are 2 adults over 21 in the same house, you get 12 plants. Ooh, yeah. But if you want the 12 that you, if you want to do the 12 thing and you live 25 miles away from a dispensary, then you can grow 12 plants per person in the household. That would leave you with a lot of plants if there are 5 people there. All right, so check it out. There's all sorts of growing tips, and you know, or why you should grow guide, how much it costs to grow your own cannabis. Wow. Overall expect to pay, for outdoor, this says $200 to $2,000 plus on your outdoor cannabis garden. It says from growing equipment, let's see, and then indoors, it's $500 to $5,000 and up. And that just depends on, for both, you know, what kind of lights you use, what kind of, if you're doing soil, hydro, how many plants you have, what kind of harvest you're going to get, blah-de-blah-de-blah, all that good stuff. How much you invest in it, pretty much how much you're going to get back. Also, that's it. And there's a couple links there. There's a link to Grower's House, Canna Health, Tim Buds, Good Leaf, and yeah. Okay, so there's some fun little articles. Let's see. Where was it? Well, let's say Mississippi becomes the 37th state to legalize marijuana. Heck yeah. Hell yeah. Whoop, 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 whoop. 37th state. They were like, when we started this, Silver Sister and I, 10 years ago, over 10 years ago now, I don't know, they're 7 states, I don't know, 11 states maybe. All right, way to go, Mississippi. Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi signed legislation to legalize medical cannabis into law. Mississippi is now the 37th state in the country to adopt an effective medical cannabis law. Quote, with this victory, tens of thousands of Mississippians with debilitating health conditions will finally be able to safely and legally access something that can alleviate their pain and improve their quality of life. Mississippi now serves as the latest example that medical cannabis legalization is possible in any state in the country. We are hopeful that this move will add to the growing momentum towards cannabis policy reform in the South, said Toy Hutchinson, president and CEO of the Marijuana Policy Project. The Mississippi Medical Cannabis Act will allow registered patients with qualifying conditions to safely access and use medical cannabis with a doctor's recommendation. You can find a summary of the new law here. Quote, despite tremendous support, Mississippians faced an uphill battle for a medical cannabis program. With this new law, justice has finally prevailed. Patients in Mississippi who are seriously ill will no longer be subject to arrest and criminal penalties for using medical cannabis and instead will be met with compassion. Heck yeah. We applaud the legislature for working to restore the will of the voters in one of the most conservative states in the nation and Governor Reeves for signing it into law, said Kevin Caldwell, Southeast Legislative Manager at the Marijuana Policy Project. Quote, on November 3rd, 2020, 69% of Mississippi voters cast their ballots in favor of enacting a medical cannabis program. On the same ballot, 74% voted for a broad program, Initiative 65, while rejecting a far more restricted alternative lawmakers had placed on the ballot, Initiative 65A. Subsequently, the state Supreme Court found that the state's signature requirements for ballot measures could not be compiled with and throughout not only 65, but also the entire state's ballot initiative process. With the addition of Mississippi, 37 states, including Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, and Louisiana, have laws providing the framework for patients with debilitating medical conditions to have access to regulated cannabis products under a doctor's care. Several other states, including Nebraska and North Carolina, are expected to seriously consider enacting medical cannabis laws this year. Meanwhile, debate on a medical cannabis law is currently underway in the South Carolina for Senate for the first time. Why did I all of a sudden get an accent when announcing the Carolinas? That's funny. I used to say funny things. I don't know why. Some people said I had an accent. They're like, where are you from? I'm from Napa, of all places. I don't think Napa has an accent, except for Valley Girl, right? All right. Well, go Mississippi, right on. I hope their list of ailments is huge, just like ours is actually pretty big. Ours is actually pretty inclusive. And the fact that you can get, you know, treated for something if your medication is causing anything, you can get your card for that too. And folks, there are many good reasons why you want your medical cannabis card. And if you go to our TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com, And you go to education, you scroll down, there's a brief comparison of medical versus recreational programs. The biggest thing people are finding and they're coming back to us for is that there's a 25% sales tax in the rec program. Ooh, that's really bad. That's a lot. Versus just, 8.7% in your regular, in your medical program. And now the cards are good for 2 years. So that's like half off, which is awesome. Also, you get legal protection, way better legal protection. You know, you're not going to, hopefully, most likely not get fired. I can't guarantee you're not going to get fired from your job. And if you do, you better get a lawyer for that one, as well as getting kicked out of your place of living and your residence. Your medical card gives you 2.5 ounces every 2 weeks, and you only get an ounce in the medical program, period. And I don't know, I don't think, see, and here's the deal. I don't know how they monitor that for the recreational program. So you get to buy an ounce, and how do they know if you just didn't smoke the entire ounce when you got home because you had a bad day? Oh, it's happened. It's happening. I'm not sure they do that. So in the medical program, you get an unlimited amount of concentrates every 2 weeks. People need that. They need that. These stage 4 illnesses that they have and these really serious illnesses that they have warrant making things like RSO and, you know, whatever else that patients want to make with their own products. Some people like to call it full cannabis extract or whatever, the oil. And you only get a half a gram of concentrate in the rec program. So they're supposed to, in the medical program, test for safety. They're supposed to be mandatory testing by a third party to ensure safety. And in the rec program, they're going to test with their own in-house lab. Oh, Lord. We're really not that dumb. Or are we? So in the rec program, people ask, or in the, well, each program, people ask, where can I have firearms? Well, in the medical program, you're protected by the state if you have your medical marijuana card. No one's protected federally if you're smoking weed and you have a gun. No one is going to protect you. Not the state, not no, unless you have your medical card. Then the state's going to be like, all right, dude, go put your weed away. Keep your gun. That's basically what they'll tell you. Let's see. Medical program. Oh, yeah, there's no THC limit. So interesting. You're capped off at 100 milligrams total of THC in the rec program. That's it, 100 milligrams. And if it's an edible, you get 10 milligrams in each edible, and you only get 10 in a bag. So I'm sorry, but that's not nearly enough for some people who have serious illnesses. So it's another reason. And let's see, if you have your medical card, you're automatically in both programs. The super. Good for 2 years, you've got 2 programs, it's a good deal. And if you live 25 miles away from a dispensary, then you can grow 25 plants each in your home, up to 5 people. All right, let's see, what is going on? Oh, Super Bowl's coming. I call it the Super Bowl. Rams and the bagel. The bagels. What? Yes, we're having bagels. I think the bagels are where it's up and coming. The Bengals. All right. Rams. Yeah, Bengals. There we go. L.A. and Cincinnati. Let's see who's who. Let's see who wins. Let's get on DraftKings, and I'm going to bet for the coin tosses. Shut up, man. I'm going to win a lot of money with these coin tosses from now on. Go Bagels! We got to go Bagels already. Go Bagels. I love it. Go Bagels. Go Bagels. Woo! All right. So check it out. Let's see. We've got a bunch more articles. Oh, okay. Here's a good one. The world's first in-airport cannabis store is taxiing towards takeoff in Canada. Eh? Here we go. The Prince George Airport in British Columbia is one step closer to hosting what reportedly would be the first in-airport cannabis store. Awesome. That'd be so great. Just like get a long flight and you're like, I'll grab a brownie and just have a good time the whole way. The Prince George City Council voted in favor of the store's land use application at a public hearing Monday night. Retail brand Copilot plans to open its airport terminal store by the beginning of summer, said co-founder Owen Ritz, pending further government approval and store construction. And that was the best comment ever. Yes, there are going to be a lot of missed flights. Oh my God, people will be wandering around. Quote, we think that the one potential segment are customers who are looking to purchase cannabis products and potentially consume them before traveling. Ritz told MJ Biz Daily, quote, it's not necessarily because we view cannabis as a way to get intoxicated before traveling. Oh, no. It's that cannabis is a product that people use. It's a practice that already exists. Yeah, especially when people are beating up their flight attendants. Please, people, don't beat up the people that are helping you get to your destinations. Lord. All right. Other potential customers include arriving travelers looking to pick up cannabis before heading to their final destination in BC, Ritz added, as well as curious travelers who might not ordinarily visit a cannabis store. That's where your missed flights come in. Can you imagine? First time visiting a cannabis shop. Is that the airport? No, that's just wrong. You guys are just mean. That's just mean. That's just consumerism right there. I love it. Okay. We really view being in an airport as an opportunity to do that, to introduce our brand and cannabis retail in general to any type of customer. The Prince George Airport Authority, PGAA, publicly announced the planned cannabis retailer in January. Ritz said he and fellow co-pilot co-founder Reed Horton originally pitched the airport on the retail concept nearly 2 years ago, gaining PGAA's approval and support for the retail concept. The single terminal regional airport served nearly 500,000 passengers in 2019 before the COVID-19 pandemic took hold and zapped air travel. The store will be centrally located in the airport between the check-in and the check-in hall and the security checkpoint. Again, guys, this is great. So it will essentially be 10 meters from the door when you walk in as a customer to go check into your flight, or it will be about 50 meters from where people exiting the airport would be leaving. It sounds like Disneyland to me. It's just magic. Copilot said in its Monday night presentation to the city council that the store wouldn't sell to, quote, airport or airport staff on shift or identifiable as such, or to travelers with international transits or final destinations. What? Well, that's what you want it for. Oh, Lord. You don't want it for the hour trip. You want it for like 18-hour flight. Air travelers may legally bring cannabis or domestic Canadian on domestic Canadian flights. The Prince George Airport is a non-smoking zone. However, the airport plans, quote, a designated cannabis consumption area for the responsible consumption of cannabis products, quote. PGAA President and CEO Gordon Duke told the City Council at the Monday night hearing, quote, this is in line with what you see happening at other Canadian airports. Vancouver, Kelowna, Calgary are three that you might have traveled through, and they have cannabis consumption areas, Duke said. It sounds like a seven-year-old. Well, they have it. I want one. Port Retail Consulting expressed some skepticism about the business case for airport cannabis retail. According to Bork, airport shoppers tend to be driven by convenient outlets that will fill their needs. Cannabis would fit into those shopping motivations, especially not the convenience thing if cannabis is easy to come by outside the airport, quote, Bork said. Quote, certainly to begin with, the curiosity factor will be important, he said. For cannabis retailers considering an airport location, Bork said the most advantageous location is, quote, as soon as possible after security, quote, in the departure area. I think that the feedback is spot on for 95% of airports, especially the airports that have major retail operations like Toronto or Vancouver, co-pilot Ritz responded. But at the more compact Prince George Airport, he said, passengers, quote, aren't instructed to go into the post-security area until closer to their flight, quote, leaving opportunities for shopping. Airport retail expert Bork said he does see a case for cannabis as a category in airport duty-free stores. Quote, next to the liquor shelves, if you like, that could be a model, he said. And certainly, I believe a model that would bring more sales turnover than if you have a separate shop with this one product. I'm going to disagree with that. Duty-free cannabis sales, however, would require international destinations that allow travelers to bring marijuana into the country. Oh, that's why. Make sure they eat it all before they get there. Even Canada, where cannabis is federally legal, currently prohibits travelers from entering or exiting the country with the drug. The possibility of future duty-free airport cannabis sales is, quote, less of a risk and more of an opportunity to co-pilot business model, Ritz said. I think that there is a risk of other larger operations being able to sell cannabis products, whether it's liquor stores, duty-free stores, or other established travel retailers, he said. But our goal is to create a travel-focused brand that is really catered to cannabis and travel. That could eventually include producing and selling products, quote, that are specifically catered to the needs of a traveler rather than just any other commodity cannabis products, quote. In the meantime, it's an ad. I'm like, what? Maximize what? Oh, in the meantime, squirrel. Oh, Lord. In the meantime, Rich said, co-pilot plans to launch its inaugural store, quote, and work out some of the inevitable difficulties of opening up and operating an airport, quote, before expanding to other airports. Right now, the retail brand is mainly focused on Canada, he said, in light of the federal cannabis prohibition in the United States. Currently, quote, the regulations surrounding U.S. airports are that they're still governed by Let me see where you're going. All right, well, give me one moment and on. I think you can probably hear me now. My favorite song.
What up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up. Got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge. It used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high. Looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEA's would be like, aw, oh, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peep game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to hold a club. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Welcome back. Leave Day Wednesday, y'all. I hope you can hear me. This is absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe it. Sitting right next to the server, right next to the modem, the router, still, this thing just fails every week. It's a mystery, and I don't know why it started, because I didn't change anything. Oh, but I did just get the thorn out of my sock. It's been in there for 2 weeks. Oh, yay, you can hear me. God, desert thorns suck. You don't live here, you don't understand. They're really bad. All right. All right, to the show. A lot of missed flights in Canada, eh? If they got strong brownies. So could you imagine, like, you know, you just let someone on a flight at 100 milligram brownie and they just trash when they get to the next airport. Oh, boy. But Chicago would be fun because of the Circley Hall, the hall with the tunnel with all the lights in it. Oh, man, people would get trapped in that. Okay, let's see. Flower still king of U.S. marijuana market, though supremacy waning. Okay. Flower remains by far the most sought-after product in the U.S. marijuana market. I would imagine. But that dominance is slipping as other adult-use products gain popularity. Flower prices are dropping, too. Yeah. Across six recreational cannabis markets tracked by Seattle-based Headset California, Colorado, Michigan, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington State. Flower buying habits, meanwhile, are shifting. As consumers become increasingly sophisticated in more established state markets, retailers report less of an emphasis on buying for potency in favor of other characteristics of the plant, including terpenes and minor cannabinoids. I like it. We have major and minor cannabinoids now. according to retail sales data from the six states of Headset tracks, marijuana flower sales grew from $4.92 billion in 2020
to $5.49 billion in 2021. Whoa. But Flower's share of the overall market fell. Cooper Ashley, Headset senior data analyst, noted last year's 11.5% increase in flower sales was less than the 18% jump in overall marijuana sales. By comparison, sales of pre-rolls rose from $1.02 billion in 2020 to $1.42 billion last year, an increase of 38.9%. All right, across the six states. Wow. excuse me. I had a bong in on the break. Sales of edibles increased 1.14 billion to 1.37 billion over the time period, up 20%. Flower was the third slowest growing product category, ahead of topicals, up 2.5%, and tinctures and sublinguals down 7.5%. I know it's very interesting just running the two hemp stores, because Tumbleweed Health Center .com is also, we also have hemp there you can buy. But it's interesting to find out what types of products people are buying, what kinds of products, because it's basically, I mean, you know, other than quality, which is huge, CBD, it's all hemp. You know, it's all CBD. It's not like, you know, so, but what form that you're buying it in is very different for people. I'm with the people that just really hate the tinctures. too oily in my mouth. Like I need a salad or something. I like the gummies if there's not so much sugar on the outside. Blah. They're already sugary enough. But some, you know, everybody's different. We're getting a lot of at the Good Leaf. We have a lot. We have really nice flower. And that's actually really selling well. The vapes are selling well. We're going to get some new vapes down there, too. Some more regular, not so fruity things, but more OG Kushes, Granddaddy Purples, things, you know, Sour Diesel, Blue Dream, Green Crack. Oh, my Lord, Green Crack. You guys remember that one? Not for me. Let's see. Price per gram of flower tumbled in 2021, dropping 14% X from 6.78 in January to 5.82 in December. Wow. According to marijuana retailers, consumer purchases of flower vary by market. So on the East Coast, flower consumers in newer markets continue to shop based on the amount of THC they offer, said Mike Bibby, Vice President of Ethos Cannabis, which is based in Philadelphia and has marijuana retail and cultivation operations in Massachusetts and Pennsylvania. Months ago, his company experienced flower shortages. Every strain the company offered sold out. Now that more product is available, consumers are picky for potency. Quote, the one thing that's consistent is the primary purchase decision is potency. Flower that tests at 25% THC or higher flies off the shelf, he added. As the East Coast market markets mature and consumers become more advanced in their purchasing decisions, he expects the potency obsession to ebb. When educating consumers, his staff attempts to bust the myth that high THC means good quality. Instead, bud tenders will highlight terpenes, freshness, and cannabinoids. Pennsylvania requires cannabis companies to include terpene profiles on labels. And he said that helps to educate bud tenders who pass their knowledge along to customers. Well, that'd be nice, terpene profiles, at least. Wholesale flower prices have been falling gradually, according to him, as more production comes online. He estimates prices for flower have fallen 5 to 10% from last year. Quote, with more competition and availability, it's only a matter of time before brands become more important, he said. That's true, based on quality. On the other side of the country, in more mature markets such as California and Colorado, flower consumers are becoming more sophisticated, said Steve Gutterman, CEO of Falcon Brands, a vertically integrated cannabis company based in Irvine, California. quote, as markets mature and more competition comes on and customers get more sophisticated, there's more differentiating between products, he added. And that's when quality comes into play. It should always come into play. quality should be your first, you know, question. How good is this? But then again, I always tease because we don't go to like Target and get some Tylenol and be like, how good is this Tylenol? Does it work? Where is it made? Which lab did it come from? Maybe we should. Maybe we should just start asking for test results for Tylenol at lab. All right, Lawrence Livermore, we're coming for you. According to Gutterman, high-end flour is less vulnerable to falling prices. Savvy consumers who are shopping for more than THC content will pay a premium for terpene and cannabinoid content. Quote, customers are increasingly sophisticated. If they want something on the high end that's been really well produced and tastes good, they're willing to pay up, he noted. Gutterman sees high-end indoor-grown flower in California wholesaling at $1,700 to $2,000 a pound, which is slightly down from this time last year. Quote, there's a niche of high-end indoor that stayed priced inelastic, he added. Overall, Gutterman expects flower to remain the single biggest product category. Quote, at its core, flower provides a social experience that other things don't, he said, adding that every other product tries to replicate what flower offers. THC is key of the North. Well, yeah. Outside the United States, potent flower wins out in Canada, said Nick Sozick, chief financial officer of Quebec-based vertically integrated cannabis company Canara Biotech. However, some consumers are looking for quality, which includes freshness, as well as terpenes and cannabinoid content on labels. The market might be shifting to a, quote, second wave cultivators who focus more on the craft side of growing than the large companies that control the bulk of the market. With continued falling prices across all categories of cannabis products, he has seen flower prices slide from a low of $2 Canadian, $1.58 a gram last year, to around $1 a gram this year. In the end, THC reigns supreme, he said. Flower testing at 29 to 30% THC will fly off the shelf, he added. If you have the highest THC, you'll beat all your competitors. You can put it in a baggie and write 35% on it, and it will win out. See, but that's, is it 35%? I mean, we really want to know if this is true. So, I don't know. All right, let's see, by region, all U.S. Okay, here we go. Cannabis 101. All right, I had some articles going on here. What happened? Where are we going? All right, anyway, folks, like to give a shout-out to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, for hosting this show, this and Cannabis, Studio C, and Weedsday Wednesday each and every week. We are coming up on 10 years of cannabis radio. 10 years. And we've been giving some cool awards in the 10 years, too. We got like a top 10 podcast in the U.S., and then we got like 20 in globally. And we've got some just various cannabis awards. So it's really, really cool. And we love it. We appreciate you. So come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center and check it out. We've got a great little store down there. We've got some really great local glass products. They're really awesome. And they're really, really, really priced well. In addition, you can get your card. And we've told you a couple of the reasons why you should. We have a certification special coming down, $299. You can see our doctors. And we offer telemed. The telemedicine section that I actually fixed the other day. Yay. There's a patient intake form. Very easy. We do need a couple things from you. We need your driver's license, and we would really like any medical records you have. That would be really awesome if you just uploaded that. That'd be great. And let us know how you heard from us. Tucson Weekly, Google Search, Yelp, Facebook, recertifications. We used to have a TV commercial going. That was for CBD. And then your consent to participate in telemedicine. And then when you fill that out, very simple form, it comes to us, and then we check it out, and we call you, and we schedule your appointment. And then what happens is we email you a link to meet with our doctor, and you guys Zoom away. It's not Zoom, it's actually Google Meet, but same thing. You know what I mean? You guys chat privately via telemed. All right, super simple. Come on down and check it out. And if you want to know what conditions qualify you to get certified for your card, you can check out tumbleweedpillcenter.com, or you can just listen now. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, nausea, seizures, all types of seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, cachexia, wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis. And you're eligible if you didn't hear anything on the list. Chronic pain covers a lot, seizures, any type of seizure, I believe, and then all the muscle spasms, Parkinson's, tremors, anything like that, leg tremors, all that stuff. And then also, you're eligible if you're taking a medication and the medication is causing anything on the list.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. Come on down. Email thctucson@gmail.com. Fill out that telemedicine form. You can even fax us at 520-306-5147. And don't forget to check out our new shop, The Good Leaf. 6224 East Speedway. We're right by, we share a wall of Bookman's. Come on down, right in the corner there, kind of tucked away. We always do this to ourselves. We tuck away our businesses. So come see us. Check us out. Come on down. All right. All righty. Check it out. Okay. How to get a card. Done that. Ba-da-ba-da. All right. Leafly has a guide of the top 10 trending cannabis cultivars already of 2022. Get ready. America's high THC weed-loving masses prepared to enjoy some truly phenomenal smoke in 2022. From Cali to Maine, countless acres of the rowdiest, mind-meltingest strain ever conceived are flowering, destined for the top shelf of your local store. Growers big and small are standing on the shoulders of breeding giants like Compound Genetics or Seed Junkie Genetics, delivering near-perfect buds. These breeders in select hotbeds like L.A., the Bay, Humboldt, Portland, and beyond are rapidly evolving the exotic pot genome before our eyes. Seed and clone sellers then distribute these remixed varietals nationally and internationally, from one light garage tent growers all the way up to corporate mega grows. The breathtaking buds flood our social feeds first, then store shelves. So how did we select the 10 trendiest strains of 2022? We looked at U.S. search and menu data, crawled the Emerald Cup December 11th, interviewed growers, studied cup winner lists, seed bank newsletters, and smoked like hundreds of strains. Yeah. Trendy means new, hot, and often limited in supply, like the 22 Tesla Model S or the PlayStation 5 of weed. There's a PlayStation 5? Here's a heat that's burning up our feet. These are Leafly's top 10 trending strains of 2022. And here we go. First off, Jokers. Best in class. Fruity, spicy gas that'll make you grin. It's maximum THC. Indica hybrid effects deliver what connoisseurs demand. Share this elite indica hybrid with a fellow heavyweight and enjoy it along with a fine film. Oh, I like it. California-based exotic breeder, leader, Compound Genetics mix the parents, white runts and jet fuel gelato, and selected Jokers 31 to bring to market at the Emerald Cup. Lines ran long all day. Jokers is the platonic ideal of exotic cannabis in 22. its icy, dense, dark, and massive, smelling of purple candied pine trees drenched in fuel. Holy cow. The people have voted with their cash and hashtags. They demand pot that pairs with getting off work, kicking back, relax, trying to relax, eat, love, and sleep. In a world gone mad, Jokers offers top flight respite. All right. Way to go, Jokers. Number two, Rainbow Belt. And I don't know if these are real pictures of the buds, but they're awfully pretty. Got sad, S-A-D. Add sunlight, nature, and puffs on this neon hybrid to your routine ASAP. That seasonal affective disorder or something like that affects your mood. An olfactory array of syrupy tropical fruit and uplifting hybrid effects await. 2022 will surely include a slew of new Z-crosses, formerly called Skittles, leading them. Archive seeds cross of Z times Do-Si-Do, which is not recommended for beginners. Rainbow Belts look so amazing and smells outrageous that it'll make you mad at your other weed for being so basic. Archive Seeds describes the nose as a wonderful candied lime sugar-coated OG Kush skunk funk. Yes, exactly. Yes, please. RB showed off in this influential LA Zalpamex exotic pot contest twice in 21. Archive Seeds pumps out seed packs of crosses and other breeders work the belts line heavily. Rainbow Belts bloom all across the U.S. from CRU, Kingpen, and Artisan in Cali to the Heights Co. in Oregon, as well as Seattle's Private Reserve. Belts are popping in Michigan from Pure Options and Sierra Naturals in Massachusetts. Guess life just gets better behind rainbow-colored glasses. The next one's called Hella Deli. This is really pretty. Cap an epic surf sesh with this sweet rush of blue cotton candy, strawberries, and grapes. Ooh, wow. That sounds really magical. Blue cotton candy, strawberries, and grapes. Oh, my. Humboldt Seed Company did the sativa world a solid when it wedded a very cherry to a notorious THC Hella Jelly. Dang it. Oh, sativas make me stupid. Looks, smells, and feels like sativa, but flowers fast like an indica. You can grow greenhouses of it easily and flawlessly, and America has started to, thank God. We still love our classic Durban or Jack, but Hella Jelly has the potential to make classic sativa heads envious. Hella Jelly won over with its superb pedigree, Hella Jelly finish, Hella Jelly finish, and terp-like standing next to the blue cotton candy machine at the fair. So we made it a harvest strain of 2021, only to see it revealed as a coveted strain for the grow-off contest in California. Wow, that's fun. Ergonomically optimized, Hella Jelly also makes fabulous extract, and Humboldt Seed Co. is a major seed seller in multiple states. If you're not hella stoked yet, you will be once you get a taste of Hella Jelly. Ooh, this next one sounds nice. Oh, no. Did I? Oh, okay, I don't know. Somebody's calling. We're sending him the voicemail. Jeez. I should have put him on air. Are we still on air, Silver Sister? Oh, this show, I tell you. This show causes so much anxiety. I feel like I just need to do a bong hit right now. Apples and bananas. Apples and bananas space out to the sounds of, all right, still good, thank you. We need a whew. Who's good enough? Space out to the sounds of Beat God Mad Lib on powerful creative hybrid. It's fruity, soft, dank gasoline taste, and super high THC scores will ensure you stay one of America's most blunted on the map. When rapper Burner debuted this collaboration with Compound Genetics at Burner's on Hate in late 2020, heads braved a raging pandemic with no vaccines to stand on lines for 2 hours. German tourists tripped out. You're waiting in this line for weed? Well, the lines continued again at the Cookies Dome at the Emerald Cup in December 2021, where seeds of new apples and bananas fetched hundreds of dollars per pack. Cookies and Compounds Genetics mix platinum cookies with Granddaddy Purple, woo-hoo, and Blue Power, whoa, and gelati, whoa, for apples and bananas. A perfect example of the quality buds the Bay Area exotic scene has to offer the world. As breeders work A and B crosses, seed banks retail even more A and B, and cookies open stores across the country, ensuring plenty of apples and bananas to smoke nationwide in 2022. Apples and bananas. Quite a list of mixes. Wow. Platinum cookies, GDP, Blue Power, gelati. All right. Okay. Here we go. We only have 4 minutes left. Wow. Yeah. Woohoo. That's crazy. I can't believe how fast this goes. We'll have to, let's see. So Mac V2 is our next one. Return of the Mac. It never left. Capulators, Miracle Alien Cookies. Mac. Miracle Alien Cookies. Wow. Ooh. We need an alien sound. Made legions of fans by delivering on the promise of a maximal THC hybrid indica smackdown. Mac is big, with white trichomes, dense and complex smelling. A crushing kaleidoscope of sweet, biting, hashy, herbal mint. Prepare for takeoff because you are about to be abducted by some out-of-this-world terpenes. Capulator crosses alien cookies and Miracle 15 genetics for Mac V2, which he sold in person at the Emerald Cup via the boutique new high-end flower brand LA Made, or maybe it's La Made. You can see how Cap, I like it, Cap way better. You can see how Cap is driving its particular weed aesthetic and effect with his selections impossibly big, chunky, iced out indoor alien weed, devastating even to the connoisseur. Cap got kicked off Instagram in 2021. It only got stronger on his grower forum, the Bean Basement, woohoo, adding a newsletter, and now the licensed official LA Made, or maybe it's La Made. Mac V2 is for sale in seed banks. Grow rooms have fired it up. We expect Cap back and his grower army to mash it this year. Way to go, Mac. Cap. Mac V2. All right. That's crazy. Well, pretty soon you won't be getting kicked off all these stupid forums and social media platforms because, you know, you just won't. They're wise enough. But it's all about the federal government, I think. As soon as they say, yay, then everyone else can go ahead and, you know, do their weed and do it all over social media. All right, kids. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's see how this works. Hey, it's working. All right. Thanks for tuning in to Weed Day Wednesday. I told you it was going to crap out. Thanks for hanging in there. We appreciate it. You guys rock. We're going to get Cannabis Kid back in here soon. We're going to get Silver Sister in the house soon. We're going to get them bong hits soon. Everybody needs a bong hit. Remember, be smart, be safe, and educate everybody. Thanks for tuning in 319 days till Christmas, pal. Happy weeks, everybody.